In celebration of India's independence, members of the South Asian community in Airdrie will be hoisting their national flag. After roughly 250 years under British rule, India gained independence on August 15, 1947. Looking to commemorate the day, the Indian Association of Airdrie has invited community members to join them as they raise the Indian flag at 8 a.m. on August 15 at Nose Creek Park. Founder and president of the Indian Association of Airdrie, Malik Shah, said the Indian community is delighted to be present in Airdrie. He is thankful to the city for allowing them the opportunity to celebrate the historic day. "We feel really proud to be residents of Airdrie," he said. "It truly feels like a home for us here. I would really like to thank all the city council who approved this request." Being away from their traditional homeland, Shah said this will provide a sense of being in India. Initially, they had only planned to raise the flag, but due to community request, decided to sing the national anthem in tandem with the flag raising. "The Indian flag holds significant meaning in the lives of those within the Indian community." According to Shah, the tricolored flag with the chakra represents a multitude of values. There's green, that represents prosperity, white represents peace, and orange represents bravery, he said. "Chakra is the wheel of the law of the King Ashoka, who once upon a time was a great emperor for all of India." Shah said India's national anthem is a representation of the pride they feel to be part of the nation. He added that singing the anthem allows them to feel connected to their country's history and culture. According to the International Center on Nonviolent Conflict, ICNC, the subcontinent of South Asia became a significant trading zone by the British in the early 1600s through the English East India Company. This colonial force later became the managing agent for the British government. Mohandas Gandhi and Jawaharlal Nehru played significant roles in establishing India's independence, with Gandhi considered the spiritual father of the independence movement and Nehru later serving as the country's first modern prime minister. They paved the way for independence by using non-violent resistance against the British colonial government. According to Shah, Airdrie is home to over 1,000 Indian families. He said they hope to serve their community by uniting them through events. He also noted the importance of collaboration with other groups within the city. "We are trying our best to have an awareness of Indian culture in Airdrie, as well being in harmony with other communities," he said. Shah said they expect roughly 30 to 40 people to come out in celebration of the 76th anniversary of India's independence. He added, due to the early morning of the event, some refreshments are being offered.